This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
Peace and all good. I'm Brother Dan Lutoff for FranciscanVoice.org, and today I would like to tell you about
Brother Jim Fields. War can have a deep effect on you. Brother Jim Fields was born May 28, 1925, and grew up on a farm in St. John, Kentucky. After graduating from high school in 1944, he joined the U.S. Navy Seabees and was sent to the Pacific, where he saw action in Iwo Jima and Okinawa. What he also saw was many poor and hungry people made homeless by that horrible war. Returning home, Walter entered the novitiate with the conventual Franciscans and took the name James. He professed his hom vows with the order in 1956. Brother Jim worked on the Province Dairy Farm and had various maintenance jobs and other ministries. But those images from the war and his growing concern for the poor never left him. In the mid-1970s, he was discerning a mission in Appalachia, where there is much poverty. But as he was discerning, he looked around him in Louisville, Kentucky, at the many poor and homeless that were right next door. So on January 5th, 1980, he opened the Franciscan Shelter House, now known as the Franciscan Kitchen, to feed, clothe, and serve the thousands of nearby needy. The first day he served 7 meals with a staff of 2. Soon he was serving 300 meals a day with a weekly staff of 50. But Brother Jim always made sure his faith sustained his ministry. He would get up at 4:30 to pray, go to Mass, and then head to the shelter house. He opened his heart and his arms to anyone who needed help, and this is still the stated mission of the Franciscan Kitchen: to serve everyone, no questions asked. Brother Jim died in January of 1998, but his example of Franciscan service and compassion lives on. The Franciscan Kitchen has expanded and now serves an average of 400 meals a day with a small paid staff and over 200 regular volunteers. Check out some of our other great conventual Franciscans on FranciscanVoice.org.